Iran's foreign ministry says it has summoned Britain's ambassador to protest what it described as a hostile atmosphere created by London-based Farsi-language media outlets. The move announced Sunday comes amid violent unrest in Iran, triggered by the death of a young woman in police custody. The state-run IRNA news agency reported the ministry also summoned Norway's ambassador to Iran and strongly protested recent remarks by the president of the Norwegian parliament. French police on Sunday used tear gas and employed anti-riot tactics to prevent hundreds of people protesting in Paris from marching on Tehran's embassy, AFP reporters and eyewitnesses said. A report by UNCAR, the UN refugee agency, says Ukrainian refugees in Europe are eager to work but need help to do so. Lisa Schlan reports for VOA from Geneva.
The report is based on responses gathered in August and September from 4,800 Ukrainians across Europe. Most said they wanted to go home. Until that becomes possible, they said they wanted to work to support themselves and their families and to contribute to the societies hosting them. UNHCR spokesman Matt Saltmarsh said some 70% of the refugees surveyed have higher education qualifications, and two-thirds were working in Ukraine before they fled the country.
These refugees are eager to re-enter the labor market, which would lessen their reliance on national welfare systems. Currently, less than one-third are employed or self-employed. Refugees are seeking to play a more active role in their host countries, but they need additional support.
The latest UNHCR figures show more than 7.4 million Ukrainians have fled to countries across Europe. Most are women and children. Another 6.9 million are displaced inside Ukraine. Saltmarsh said many refugees indicated they would have a better chance of getting work if classes to learn local languages were available and their skills were recognized. They mentioned health with childcare services would enable them to work outside the home. Saltmarsh said other pressing needs include psychological support and specialized help for children and older people with disabilities. He added nearly a third of respondents reported at least one family member had a disability. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.